44 Standish Avenue. Can't I make something of her bed, our sleep, and the white seam opening between us? Our shared afternoons in the rendition house where nursing ended and trying to be perfect began? When I was swept into forbiddance, then tucked down, her body my lean to after an hour of knitting in which her voice vibrated accordingly, not long before I borrowed her Irish sigh. She was the spine, and I was the cross, and both of us knew the curse of a blind mole borrowing. When we lay with each other in her bed, the point was to be still, not to sleep. But she fell anyway, while animals passed over us, plastic stars. Above, I saw spiders' testimony, and pink walls, until in my first dream a crow landed on my chest and pecked at my face, meaning, as I now believe, that I should have listened when she said, "This is how you burrow. This is how you knead. This is how you hold your breath in a tunnel."